two high-profile cases in the news recently of child molestation. But the case against Jerry Sandusky of Penn State will go forward. The case against Bernie Fine at Syracuse University will not. Why? Because of the statute of limitations. In Bernie Fine's case, the district attorney says the statute of limitations has expired there. We're joining us now this morning to talk about the statute of limitations on child abuse cases, Dr. Chrysanthi Leon, who teaches criminal justice at the University of Delaware. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And Dr. Joan Kinlan, a child psychologist, psychiatrist, based in Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to join you.
Dr. Chrysanthi, both men are going to be prosecuted, but the statute of limitations in New York State means Bernie Fine won't be tried on all three of the cases. Sandusky's being charged in Pennsylvania, but Fine in neighboring New York isn't. He has to deal with federal limitations. Is that all clear?
Is it clear? Probably not, but it's expected because of the way we handle our criminal laws, and we really delegate the power to make decisions about how the rules apply to each state, and each state does it very differently.
And when states have to decide statute of limitations on different kind of crimes, how do they go about doing that?
Well, there's a great deal of agreement for the most part. For example, for murder, you typically have no limit. For other crimes, it's typically a small range from about 2 to 5 years. But for child sex abuse cases, because of the attention that has come to these cases over the last 10, 15, 20 years, legislatures one by one have been going through and making some changes.
Making changes in terms of lengthening the statute of limitations?
Sometimes they simply lengthen it, but in other cases, for example, in California, they wait and until you actually bring a report to the police, and then you have a year after that. So you could be a victim of a childhood abuse at the age of 5, but wait until you're 25, and as soon as you bring that report to the police, the clock of a year begins at age 25, and then you can start it after that. So there's a huge amount of variation in how they extend the windows, how they start the clock, all those kinds of things.
And Dr. Joan Kinlan, a child psychiatrist, one of the people in your profession, your advice helps states decide these kind of things, like statute of limitations. Why does it sometimes take 20, 30 years for these cases to come forward?
Well, first of all, when a child is abused, very often they forget about it. All of the stimuli associated with the trauma, you know, when a child is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, you avoid them. And you try to avoid any thoughts or feelings or conversations about the event. And in fact, you often have amnesia about some of it. And the child is trying to live a normal life, and so they just push it away. And they also have been seduced in a way that it's thought to be fun, but they know it wasn't fun, and they're afraid to tell anybody about it. And often it can be also a relative of a parent or a neighbor or a close friend or coach. And so the child is very afraid to bring it up because this is often a much beloved person.
Well, that would, I guess, explain, or maybe I'm wrong, Joan. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about why people are coming forward, I guess, with more allegations after one person comes forward with allegations, that you get the first allegations and then other people step forward. Is that because of what you're talking about here?
That's an excellent point. And people do feel comfortable coming forward when it's out in the public and people know this is wrong. This should not have happened. The person thinks, that happened to me too. I'm going to say something about it. And they have the courage to stand up. And also at this point in time, they're an adult. An adult can do a lot of things that a child doesn't feel comfortable doing.
That's Dr. Joan Kinlan, a child psychiatrist based in Washington, D.C. We're talking about the statute of limitations on child sex abuse cases. Dr. Chrysanthi Leon is also with us. She teaches criminal justice at the University of Delaware. And let me ask you, Chrysanthi, do we always get, I guess, objective decisions? I mean, it seems to me like, how can this be objective when you're deciding a statute of limitations when there's such an enormous variation from state to state?
That's one of the uncomfortable things about how the U.S. handles our criminal justice, though. It's not specific to this topic. For example, if you're the victim, if you have a family member who's a victim of a murder in one state, whether or not a death penalty could be brought really is going to vary depending on where you are. It's very uncomfortable, and yet that's sort of a characteristic of our system, and we believe that it's a trade-off, that we get the chance for each state to kind of tailor its policies to the particular things going on in its state. But what we lose is consistency.
But what do we know about what actually influences legislators when they're making these decisions, especially this decision on the statute of limitations with with regards to child sex abuse?
Right. Well, what we know is what influences them is media hype. What happens in the media, that this story undoubtedly is going to lead to legislation in New York and other places. I've already heard State Senator Dave Valesky is talking about renewing his legislation. And sometimes that's a good thing, but often it leads to very quickly passed legislation that doesn't take into account how to carefully craft these things so that they accommodate what we know about what actually works.
Oh, so, Dr. Joan Kinlan, what do you think about statute of limitations, knowing what you know about how difficult that is, maybe for kids after they become adults to remember what happened or get the courage to come forward? Do you think we should have a statute of limitations on child sex abuse?
I don't. I agree with our colleague from Delaware. I think she's totally right that we shouldn't have a statute of limitations, especially in the case of children. It's different for adults because children are so much more vulnerable and they're so much less likely to report something when it happens. It's very rare if an adult is raped that they won't tell somebody or they won't get help. Even if they don't report it right away, they will have seen someone at the rape center and they know that they have some time to still report it. But children are not in that situation.
There is a problem, though, between our attention to use the courts to get symbolic justice, a sense of saying we recognize something wrong has happened, but all of the practical and policy restrictions on what courts are for and how much they can do. So legislators really do need to be careful in weighing those things.
All right. That's Dr. Chrysanthi Leon, professor of criminal justice at the University of Delaware, author of Sex Fiends, Perverts, and Pedophiles, Understanding Sex Crime Policy in America, and also Dr. Joan Kinlan, child psychiatrist based in Washington, D.C. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.